Machine, the Geek Show's animation podcast. This is Joe, and I'm with Amy today. Hi, Amy.
Hey there, everyone.
Today we are doing a Why You Should Be Watching episode about Infinity Train. And I think we have a lot to say about what a fantastic show it is.
I mean, first off, we're probably going to need to explain to everyone what Infinity Train is, because for all it's one of the finest animated shows to come out in recent years, it is barely anyone's heard of it.
Yeah, and it's kind of hard to come by in the UK as of the time of recording.
Yeah, it's one of those shows that kind of slid under the radar there.
It's weird, like, it started off with Cartoon Network putting up a pilot for their show, I believe, on YouTube. And that pilot got a huge reaction and led to the series being commissioned. And then it's kind of gone under the radar after that, arguably, despite the like huge initial reaction to it.
Probably also not helped by halfway through its run, switching from Cartoon Network to HBO Max.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is, we'll probably have more details on why that might have come about when we go into detail on it in a less spoiler-free episode.
Yeah, it's definitely worthy of a future deep dive. But we are going to talk about it because it's such a fantastic show and it's such a shame it's so unheralded and more people haven't seen it. So the main message to take away is please check out this show. You won't regret it. It's fantastic. I just wanted to get that out there straight away, Amy.
Absolutely. I think people can tell we think they should watch it right now, I think.
So just to give the kind of the context around the show, because if I just said it's about an infinite train, that wouldn't really help our listeners, I don't think.
There's a bit more to the train, and part of the joy is finding out about the train, because at the start of it, you're basically as uninformed as the first season's protagonist.
Yeah, so as of the time of recording, there's 4 seasons, and they each has kind of become a bit of an anthology show.
It's very much an anthology. Yeah, it's a really good format, though, because you have, and it helps sort of with the world building of the show, because you have each story arc following different characters, but usually quite often the characters are introduced during a previous season, and then you get to view things from their perspective and their experiences, which give you more information on the world it's all set in.
Definitely. So there's an individual character arc and individual story in each of the seasons, but it's set in the same like wider world, basically.
With a lot of the same recurring characters, some of whom I'm sure we'll be talking about.
Yeah, for sure. And so each season is 10 episodes of, and each episode is only 10, 11 minutes long. So it's very easy to watch too. It's just very short, basically. But I remember when I was watching it, I think I watched 6 episodes in one night.
It's so that, easily bingeable. You can easily lose an hour to it and just not realise where that time's gone. You've been so engrossed in it.
So that's kind of the format of the show and how it's set up. And like, this is just a spoiler-free primer, so we'll talk in general terms about it. But part of the fun is, as you've said, Amy,
finding out what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. What's going on and working out this world. But it kind of, we can talk about the train to an extent, given that it's in the title. So quite a common feature of the show is the characters go to different train compartments and they each have their own like environment, their own kind of world, right?
Every different coach on the train has a different world inside it. And there are so many interesting themes and designs to them all, and different stories to be told in each of them.
So it kind of made me think of things like Twilight Zone, Sliders.
Ooh, Sliders.
Yeah, like Kaino's journey, the you know, Japanese series. So so it's kind of like got a great anthology feel to it, which is quite appealing. Yes, still having the same story. So that's kind of the format of it and how we go through the series.
And the thing is, it manages to tie together all of the one-off experiences in each of the episodes, in each of the cards they go through. It ties them so well together, weaving the whole narrative of that character's arc each time.
I think you're right. It's an amazing balance between having like very different worlds and tons of creativity and humor,
individual self-contained settings for every episode, and then just a massive overarching long-form story.
Yeah, it's the skill to like do that kind of variety yet still tie it all together and not just do random stuff but think it through, and
yeah,
and the world building, as you said, and pulling it all together. The, you know, the writing's fantastic.
The writing is very well planned. Brilliant. The characters are great. And can we talk about some of the voice acting? Because it's probably not much of a spoiler to point out that early on, we get in season one, right at the beginning, we get a couple of characters introduced who are going to be fairly significant, who aren't the the quote unquote main character of the season, but we got some quite big names in this show. So there's the cat, who is one of the best characters in this show, voiced by Kate Mulgrew, Captain Janeway, or Red, if you're familiar with Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
Who is surprisingly good at voice work, which reminds me, there's that new Star Trek animated series that friends keep bugging me to see.
Yeah, and it's funny because when I watched the series, like, I knew a couple of people, but it was only afterwards when reading about it, I couldn't believe how goddamn famous and like well respected like the actors are.
Atticus, King of the Corgis, Ernie Hudson of all people.
I watched the whole series without even realizing that.
And he does such an incredible job, and the character's so well written, and just the amount of effort, like those two particularly, the amount of effort they put into their performances in this.
And even though like there's so many big names in it, yeah, I think you could forgive someone like myself for not realizing like the fame and reputation involved, because the voices just suit the characters so well. And the acting is like so top notch, like throughout.
The acting is very good.
I mean, I guess like is definitely a standout character. I'm 100%.
So I need to ask you something before we go any further. When you started this show, when you watched the first couple of episodes, did you expect it to get as dark as it did, or to deal with such heavy topics as it ended up covering? When you have the little intro episode with, you know, the kid running off wanting to go to the camp and getting on the train and meeting all the wacky characters, did you expect it to go where it ended up going?
No, is a quick answer.
It's deceptive like that, the way it sneaks up on you.
I mean, so the first episode before she boards the train, like they set up the environment and like the kind of the strife in her life, so I expected
that's pretty
some kind of reference to that. I didn't expect it to get as deep as it did, to end up where it did, as you say.
That's one of the things about this show which I think contributed to the decisions they ended up making as the later seasons went on. Because, like, one of the things I love about it is it's a show that's really accessible to a younger audience and a more mature audience.
Yeah.
And it's not patronising the younger audience.
Not at all.
Yeah, it's very much respecting, like, if you're a younger audience of this, you're going to see some stuff that's going to be a bit heavy, but also, like, this is stuff, like, kids are having to deal with themselves, so there's probably something relatable in there. and the adult audience were an example of that.
I mean, I've kind of shown my kids things like Avatar and things like that. They're quite action-oriented. So, like, you know, there's always... I think with this series, like, this is even easier to show them because it's not so much like something like Avatar was a lot of fighting. You got to worry about that kind of influence. It is...
The more mature stuff is more emotional and cerebral.
Exactly.
It's dealing with important... like issues and things that people have to deal with in their lives. And
I mean, don't get me wrong, I of course did show my kids Avatar because it's fantastic,
but obviously, but like, it's even... also though Infinity Train doesn't skimp on the action in some places,
yes,
which you not having seen later seasons may not have seen how intense some of that can get.
Yeah, no, that's a fair point, but I guess my point is that if you were a parent who did have concerns like that, like, it's less of an issue with this show because the action is rarer and it's more kind of it's like less like people fighting each other in the typical way that you get in other series, I think. So it is, you could definitely show it to a younger audience without that being an issue, I think. And as you say, like, more positively, it's very relatable. And
you may want to watch season 3 and think about that first.
So I've, at the time of recording, I've only seen season 1 and you've seen like all 4 seasons.
I personally think it's something I'd be fine with any kids seeing, but some parents might have issues with some of it. Certainly younger kids might get a bit upset by some of it.
From what I've read online, most people seem to praise season 3 as being the best one.
It's a very good season.
Mm.
I don't know if I can say I have favourites because there are different reasons why I really love season 4 and also season 2, and it's for very different reasons. And I think, again, that's part of the strength of this show is that some of the stuff it tackles in the different seasons, it's all fairly, fairly strong stuff that makes each season stand really strongly on its own.
And each season, like, as well as having a certain character arc it follows, seems to have a certain, like, specific theme.
Oh, yes.
So it's just really interesting that, like, they've got this multiple worlds thing. They've got this, like, sci-fi, like, this concept of the train itself, like, holding it together. They've got different character arcs, and they also, like, very, very clearly go for certain themes with each series as well, as I understand it. So there's a lot going on, but it's very thought out and ties together very well, like, overall. So each season, you're going to get something... like each episode, because just from what I've seen, you're going to get something different and engaging, but not like out of nowhere or something you can't like grasp onto or lose track of the story or like lose interest in the story. So it just has that perfect balance throughout, I think. And I just wanted to mention as well, because the character we follow in the season I've seen is voiced by Ashley Johnson.
Yeah.
Which I enjoyed on a personal level, because I fairly recently completed The Last of Us Part 2, in which she has a starring role. And, you know, she's like such a great voice actor. But there's, as you said before, like the acting like throughout is fantastic and suits the characters and is very distinctive and likable and interesting. The cats are a fantastic character too.
You're probably going to like season 2 then.
I have seen the very start of season 2, and I know what you're referring to. I mean, I won't elaborate, of course, but our unaware listeners. No, it's just in every department, it really it's really we should say it's just really funny too.
You
talk about these deep themes, but it's actually hilarious as well.
The scene early on in the show that introduces the cat that's just directly joking about multi-level marketing schemes. And it spins that out over the, that joke out over the entire episode. And the joke keeps coming back.
Yeah.
So good.
There's some, a couple of other like really funny moments. Like I won't spoil the joke, because you should really experience it. But when they go to the corgis, like the adorable corgis
yes.
world, and there's the, and the dogs are being stuck there, because like, you know, going through each compartment, there's a door to get out of there, and this puzzle door is like unsolvable.
The unsolvable puzzle door.
And I won't say any more, but it's just the ending of that and like how and what happens at the door is like is fantastic.
So many things with the corgis are hilarious. This show is so funny, and it's such a good balance of funny and serious.
I'll just throw in like one more funny moment without it being a spoiler. Just the song focused episode, partway through season one.
Yeah.
Just watch it. Just watch it, guys. It's fantastic. Yeah, I you'll know exactly what I mean when you see it.
Honestly, you should not have been listening to us for the last 15, 20 minutes. You should have been watching Infinity Train already.
But yeah, so it has it's very funny, but as you say, it has like real heart to it, and
you could have watched the first couple of episodes of Infinity Train in the time you've been listening to this podcast, and you would have been so much more entertained.
Yeah, I can't deny it. Although, maybe, Amy, you shouldn't be doing our marketing for the podcast.
Let's face it, I can't do any worse than whoever was in charge of marketing this show.
That is a fair point. But that's why we're here. We need to spread the word. Like, we were really excited about doing this episode.
I'm even more excited for going in deep on each season.
So everyone's just got to track it down, watch it, it's great, and then come back for the deep dive when we can like really like enjoy discussing like our favorite bits.
Yes.
And the most like impactful bits, for sure. It's that simple, really.
Such a strong show.
I don't have any critical notes.
There is nothing bad to say about it.
You know, funny, check. Dramatic, check. Like, well animated, check. Cool concept, check.
The whole design of everything is so good.
It does that great thing of the animation just draws you in.
They're really able as well to experiment with just interesting designs for the characters and the settings, and they can keep mixing it up constantly. And it even mixes up art styles at different points. You won't have got there. There's stuff in season two where it plays around quite a bit with different art styles.
In season one, I've just had like the color coat has been more muted in certain episodes, like purposefully. There was a really cool effect, and when going through a television, that was like very impressive, like animation wise. But yeah, like that kind of thing just sounds cool. I'm looking forward to it. I'm extolling the virtues of the show. Like, the only reason I haven't seen more of it is we just very quickly said we're very excited about it, let's record the primer. So like it's no like so yeah, I'm sure I'll devour the next episodes very quickly too.
Go and watch them. Why are you sitting here recording a podcast when you could be watching more Infinity Train?
The only thing I'll maybe say to round things up then, as well as any final thoughts you have, Amy, is so there's four seasons at the moment. The last two were on HBO Max and came out 2020, 2021. There's also talk about there was like a fan campaign for season five. You know, if you're listening in the future, I hope this became a thing. It was like number one trending thing like in certain regions, apparently.
Yeah.
But, you know, will that be enough? I don't know. But the creators have storyboarded, like, up to season eight, apparently.
Yeah.
Like, they've got plans for season eight. The only thing is, Owen Dennis, the lead behind Infinity Train, he previously worked on Regular Show, which I have to confess I haven't seen.
I'm also unfamiliar with Regular Show.
Yeah. Although, from what I understand it is, like, very different to Infinity Train. So, like, yeah, but it's very much his baby, I think, Infinity Train. Yeah. And even though it's relatively unheralded, I think everyone who has seen it, like, that's why they're having these fan campaigns and such a big reaction to it.
Yeah.
To try to...
So many people haven't heard of it, but everyone who has heard of it absolutely loves it.
Any final thoughts? I think we've pretty much covered that everyone should watch it, maybe.
Yeah.
It's a blast. It's fantastic.
It's so good. You owe it to yourself to watch Infinity Train.
Okay, thank you, Amy. Yeah, so everyone will be doing that right now as we record. Thank you for listening. Let us know what you think. Join the fan campaign too. Join the movement. And see you again in the future. Take care.
Bye-bye now.